Monchette, and Bina newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. A storm of Arab, Islamic, and global rejection of Trump's annexation and displacement proposals. U.S. promises unite Israeli leaders and provide Netanyahu's government a lifeline. Questions for Salam on favoring Kulluna Irada while excluding the moderation bloc and Free Patriotic Movement. The political editor wrote. U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to displace Gaza's population, declare the territory an American trusteeship, and pave the way for annexing the West Bank to the occupying entity has sparked a storm of Arab, Islamic, and global rejection. Statements of condemnation, warnings, and outright refusal poured in from UN organizations, China, Russia, and European capitals allied with Washington, including Paris, London, Berlin, and Madrid. Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the Palestinian Authority categorically rejected the plan and any form of forced displacement or territorial annexation, with Saudi Arabia explicitly linking any exchange of embassies with the occupying entity to the establishment of a Palestinian state. Several Islamic nations, led by Iran and Turkey, also voiced their opposition. Meanwhile, members of the Trump administration sought to downplay the proposal's significance, portraying it as an innovative, non-military solution to a complex and persistent issue. They urged patience in evaluating the plan and denied any intention of permanently displacing Gaza's residents or placing the territory under American ownership, despite Trump's own statements suggesting otherwise. Diplomatic sources anticipated ongoing aftershocks from Trump's initiative, particularly as its immediate impact has been to unify Israeli leadership in celebrating the burial of the two-state solution. Netanyahu's government, in turn, rejoiced in securing its own cohesion, as the responsibility for Gaza's future was now framed as an American matter, relieving Netanyahu of the burden of negotiating an agreement that would have enshrined Israel's failure to achieve its war objectives. In Lebanon, Prime Minister-designate Nawaf Salam, following a meeting with President Joseph Aoun, reaffirmed his commitment to forming a government based on specific criteria he set to ensure its ability to navigate the current phase. He reiterated his decision to exclude partisan figures, despite acknowledging the importance of political parties, and dismissed claims of numerical quotas for parliamentary blocs. Speaking after his meeting at Babda Palace, Salam stated, quote, "To put it plainly, I am working on forming a reformist government composed of highly competent individuals, and I will not allow internal elements that could obstruct its functioning. For this reason, as I have said before, I have approached this process with patience and deliberation. While some believe the government formation has taken too long, I'm confronting entrenched customs and narrow interests that many are unwilling to relinquish or adjust to a new approach. But I remain determined to address these challenges while adhering to the Constitution and the standards I have previously announced. Some argue that my criteria, such as excluding electoral candidates from ministerial positions and barring partisan figures, are not mandated by the Constitution. That is true. However, the Constitution does not prohibit them either. This is my choice for this particular phase as it provides an additional safeguard for the government's independence and ensures the neutrality and integrity of the upcoming elections." Unquote. Salam's statements, however, have been met with criticism and questions regarding alleged favoritism. Some accused him of granting preferential treatment to the Kulluna Irada party, reportedly assigning the group two ministerial portfolios, including the Sovereign Ministry. Claims aired by a television report that included a purported cabinet lineup with designated portfolios. Others questioned the exclusion of significant parliamentary blocs, such as the Moderation Bloc, the Strong Lebanon Bloc, and the Free Patriotic Movement.